In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I thought I would say a word to you this morning because we've been talking about you for several Sundays this month, you may have heard, and that's generally rude to do that, but you must understand that sometimes we're terribly worried, children, that when you grow up, you will grow away from our Lord. You see, children, there are so many who once upon a time, well, they came to that same communion rail, and they were little angels, and now, alas, they don't come to church anymore, and I imagine most of them have forgotten their angel prayers. So I thought I would speak to you because we've been talking about you for a while this September. What could we do, we parents and priests and teachers, to help you always love and just grow stronger in your Catholic faith? Today in the Gospel, there's a man who's sick of the palsy. That means he's paralyzed. He can't walk. I want to tell you, children, about a priest. He lived about 80 years ago now, it must be. He lived in New York State, and his name was Father Frank Smith. When he was a seminarian, children, he was helping to decorate a hall for a feast of Our Lady. Remember how we had Our Lady's birthday this month, and we had the birthday cake for Mary? Well, and it was all beautifully decorated. Well, seminarians, they often come here, you know. They're dressed like a priest, but they're not priests yet. They couldn't say Mass yet till a bishop ordains them. Well, he was a seminarian, and he was helping to work, and he was up on a ladder, and he fell off the ladder, and he hurt his back. He didn't think anything of it. Seminarians are very brave. So he just went about his duty, and in due time, he was ordained a priest. One morning, he was so weak, he couldn't get out of bed. He went to see the doctor, and this was the beginning of a paralysis that had started, really, when he fell that day off a ladder. It got worse and worse, until finally, he was confined to his room and his bed for 10 years, and he could barely move at all. One by one, his limbs lost their power. Now, for a while, he could still offer Mass, and the priests would help him, and they would stand one on one side and one on the other. They do that sometimes for old priests, too, so they could still say Mass. And when he couldn't do that anymore, well, at least they let him prepare his chalice. That means to put the purificator over it and put the host on the little dish that's the paten and put the little cardboard called the pall on top and then the veil over everything and put the little napkin called a corporal. You put that in the case called a burse, and then the chalice is ready to go. And the priest usually does that before he gets vested. But then he couldn't use his arms anymore. So he had to give that up as well. And he lay helpless in his bed until finally our Lord called him home to heaven. He was helpless, but he wasn't really. I mean, because others helped him. There were the priests that visited him and his family. And parishioners came too, and they brought him food. And eventually he had a nurse to take care of him, and the doctors would come to see him as well. Oh, and as well, he had his angel to take care of him, his guardian angel. Do you know what the word angel means, children? It means messenger. An angel, children, is a messenger of the mercy of God. God never forgets those who are sick or who can't help themselves. After Mass today, we'll sing one of our very most favorite hymns, I Want to Be an Angel. And that means not only in being very pure and pious, but that also means, children, being an angel in charity. Think for a minute of all that our angel does for us. Why, he helps us in far more ways than we realize. Father Smith's angel did that for him, only he knew that was his angel doing it, because he made very good friends with his guardian angel. And why not? They spent a lot of time together, and there was a lot of time to talk. One day, one of his visitors asked the priest in bed, Father Smith, "What do you think about Father? You're there by yourself all day long." "Oh," he said, "my guardian angel and I are very good friends now. I talk to him, you know." Well, friends do more than just talk to each other, children. You know, and I'm sure you do that, they help each other out to prove that they're really friends. Father Smith's friend was no different. Sometimes, you see, a book would slip out of his fingers and he couldn't reach it. And all of a sudden, he could reach it. Or he was thirsty and he would think, "Ah, but they've put my water glass this morning on the far side of the table." And all of a sudden, it was in his hands, or his rosary, or whatever it was that he was needing. It seems that his guardian angel would pick up that book or move that rosary for him. Time and again, Father Smith said he found himself looking for something and he just couldn't reach for it. But all of a sudden, it was in his hand. This is actually a true story. It happened in New York State. It shows the power of our guardian angel. Most children neglect their guardian angels, you know, even though we have one that's our very own. He was assigned to us when we were born. And he's beside us day and night. He goes wherever we go. He's not a shadow. He doesn't disappear at sunset. He's there all night, as well as all day, so we needn't ever be frightened. But it would be thoughtless of us, not very friendly, children, to neglect him. And how cruel it would be, children, to make your angel watch you commit a sin or hear you say a bad or a disobedient word. He'd like to make a stop, only he can't. God usually wouldn't let him, but he tries his very best. Now, the angel that we have not only takes care of our soul, but he also takes care of our body, because he saves us from accidents that could happen to us. Little children keep their guardian angel very busy, and so do bishops. Did you know that bishops have two guardian angels? Because like children, bishops tend to get into trouble quite a bit, and they actually need an angel on each side just to keep an eye on them. Why, just this morning, before Mass, I was being careless, and I almost had a very bad accident. I was that close to poking my eye, and I thought, my guardian angel. Of course, he was there helping me. Can you think of sometimes, children, your angel has helped you? Don't you think we should say hello to him sometimes and talk to him a bit? Some children have imaginary friends, but who needs an imaginary friend when we have a real one? You could even give him a name, and he wouldn't mind. Children, when I was your age, very little, I remember the sisters in school, in our Catholic school, would tell us, "Scoot over in your seat. Make room for your angel." Now, you wouldn't really have to do that because they're invisible and they don't take up any space. But the sisters had us do that in their wisdom because it was a reminder that I'm not sitting there all by myself in the classroom getting bored or tempted not to pay attention or something like that. My angel is right next to me. What a good reminder that is. I have an angel of the Most High God. He is beautiful, and he's so bright, and he's strong, and he's so intelligent. He's like a whole universe, just that one angel, and he's in charge of me. And he doesn't mind at all that that's sort of a come down for him, because God wants him to take care of me, and he's ever so obedient. Angels are. But you know, he is forced to listen to everything you say, so wouldn't it be nice if he would hear you pray during the day as well as at night? Poor angel, it must be hard on him sometimes, but He sees God, so I'm sure that makes it to be all right. Now, children, don't make your angel look on things that would make him unhappy. He's your friend. Treat him as your a very special, holy friend. Remember, if something is out of reach, he'll help you. Whether you need to reach for your rosary, or the book you need for your homework, or whether you need to reach for the broom, or something else to help do your jobs around the house, he'll help you remember. And every day you can talk to him, and you needn't ever be afraid of something or of someone, children. Not with your angel. He's there to help you. Ask him to wake you up so you don't oversleep, and ask him to help you with that test at school that you're probably worrying about a bit. Oh, and don't forget, there's that other test from the devil. We call it a temptation. It's a test as to whether or not we love God. I'm afraid most of us fail that test all week long. Not only children, but even adults. So let's ask him to make us to be angels again. A little messenger of God. What's your message? Why, your message could be mercy, children, as you help out others in his name, especially by giving them a good example. How could we remember to do all of this? Well, do you remember your prayer? Maybe you children could recite it with me now. We could say it together, children. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. From sinful stain, O keep me free, and in death's sorrow my helper be. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.